Phil, is there a maliciousness to this?
I don't think there's a maliciousness to this. There might be some moral outrage on the part of Oakland's City Hall at how they were treated by the NFL. But it's not malicious, but it might, like I said, maybe moral. But when you know, morality is not about lawsuits. Lawsuits aren't about morality, and the law is not necessarily about morality. We like to think it is. But when it comes to business, business is business, and the NFL comports its business the way it does, and I'm not sure Oakland's going to be able to stop that.
Well, and in fact, speaking of stopping, specifically, the lawsuit is not asking the league to stop the Raiders from moving. It's saying, yeah, you're gone, but pay us.
That's right. Now, what we have here is, you know, the assertion, and it's correct, that the NFL is a monopoly. I mean, it is the only professional, full-blown football league in the United States. And they up and move. And part of the lawsuit is saying, look, these moves aren't so much about, you know, getting teams or getting new cities places. It's about lining the owner's pockets with the $360 million in relocation fees that Davis is going to pay for moving to Las Vegas. So that's within their group, though. It's not like Oakland's paying that money. The other part is, as you said, it's not saying that we're trying to stop the Oakland Raiders from leaving, or if this being a monopoly and you're saying, hey, it's not fair, the other thing would be, it's not like Oakland says, we have another team and we want to put them in the stadium and we want them part of the NFL, and you're saying, no, it's not about that. So what it's about is the idea that cities like Oakland and St. Louis, which is also suing the NFL, put money up in order to get teams, and that then they're held sort of hostage, saying either you put up more money or we're going to relocate some to some city that's willing to put up the money to build a stadium. It's not pretty, it's not nice, but it's not necessarily illegal.
This question about the relocation fees, I mean, yes, the Raiders are paying, but the Raiders also got from the Rams and from the Chargers when those teams had to pay relocation fees to the other teams.
That's right. So it's a system within themselves. And there's no doubt that the NFL is greedy. I mean, when we hosted the Super Bowl in San Francisco, you wouldn't believe what they demanded. We wound up paying for everything from
We've got a little breakup there. I think he was saying they paid for everything from soup to nuts, but what exactly were you saying, Phil? We lost you for a moment.
I was just saying that the NFL has everything, even paying for the transportation of the teams and the hotels. So anyway, let's put it that way. It's a money-making operation. So what's Oakland hoping to get out of this? What they're hoping to get out of this is they're not paying for the suit. It's being brought on by a law firm that says whatever we get, we split three ways. The law firm is going to say, try to get this suit at least green-lighted to go to court and start depositions and sit the owners down. That's something they don't want to do. What they're hoping to do is get to some money out of the NFL for the Raiders leaving, and also basically give Oakland city officials, you know, to say, at least we tried. We're not just sitting here and getting policed.